Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Liz Denny.
Good morning, LaVon.
Liz, we're going to talk about the Cass County Fair. Can you believe that? You can.
I can very easily.
But a lot of people going, what? And I think a lot of people go to the fair and they don't even think about all of the work that goes on. Well, it starts during the present fair and goes, you know, a whole year ahead.
Yes. Yeah. I work on it year round.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the important thing you work on is something we all like, and that's the food.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah. So let's talk about the food stand, and it's time to think about participating, getting ready for the food stand.
Most definitely. We have already started as of the first of the month. We are starting to sell clovers for $1 and ribbons for $5 through both Hy-Vee and Fairway this year.
Great to have that kind of cooperation.
Oh, it's wonderful. The grocery stores and the people local are so supportive.
And I think nearly everybody goes to the grocery store. At least one person in the family. I don't know. If they don't, I'm not sure what they're doing.
That's true.
So somewhere along there. And some people go, like me, I go almost once a day. Some people go once a week. Doesn't matter. This opportunity is there. What do we need to do when we go to the grocery store and we want to participate in this program?
All you have to do is when you go to the grocery store and you go through the checkout line to pay for your groceries, you can just tell them that you would like to either purchase a ribbon or a clover, and they will just simply add that to your grocery bill. You can sign your name on the ribbon or clover, and then they will post it in their windows.
I saw some the other day. You've got a good start going already, Liz, and that's good news. So why is this necessary?
Well, in the past few years, we have gotten to the point where we are much more limited in what the residents of the county can bring in as donations. And because of that, we are adding to our grocery bill and lots more ingredients for things like the salads and cream pies and things like that. And so to help offset those costs, we have gone to this type of promotion so that everyone can help participate.
And of course, these are state rules, and probably the day you open or before, the state food inspector will be there to see you.
She's usually there on Thursday.
Yes. So, and of course, they are for good purpose to keep everybody safe. You don't want somebody to get food poisoning while they're at the Cass County Fair or any of those kinds of things. So let's talk a bit more about some of the changes. People used to bring in all kinds of salads made up. I remember getting calls, I need so many Jell-O salads and so many cabbage salads and so on. Not anymore.
We cannot have any pre-made salads coming in. We have to make all of those right there in the food stand.
That's pretty amazing, actually, when you think about it, that's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work. And it does limit us some on the types of salads that we can have because we can't make 50 different kinds. We're a little more limited on we need to make sure that we can do something that's a bulk amount.
Oh, sure. How many people do you serve in a day? I know that's a range, but kind of just throw out a number there that's kind of a...
We probably serve on an average between breakfast, lunch, and dinner, close to 1,000 meals a day.
Uh-huh. So that's lots of food prep there. Now, there are some things that you still would like to have people donate, and there are some volunteers out there making phone calls to remind you. And what are some of those things to bring in?
Of course, the biggest thing is the desserts.
Pies.
We can take 2 crust baked pies. No cream, no pumpkin, no pecan, anything like that. We do take bars. We do take cakes. We try to stay away from cookies. They have a tendency to crumble and nobody likes a crumbly cookie.
No crumbled cookies.
We also take in ingredients to go in salads. So like your fresh produce, anything from cucumbers and radishes.
Cabbage, I'm thinking
cabbage,
could be a biggie.
Pretty much anything you can use in a salad, as long as it's in its natural state. We take melons. We always call and ask for melons. We're asking for grapes this year, some apples. Just different things that we can add in to make different salads out of.
Okay, so I would say almost any fruit or veggie, and when you look at what you can't bring, I'm saying things that require refrigeration are things that you cannot accept.
Very true. Yes, if it requires to be refrigerated, we're kind of limited on what we can accept.
And when I say that, then I'm thinking, well, probably most people put their cabbage in the refrigerator. I'm talking about after it's made up, you know.
Right.
You don't want cabbage that's been laying out in the yard for a week.
If it comes straight out of the garden, we're good.
There you go. That's a good way to put it, Liz. So, you know what? You should give people the fair dates.
The fair dates are actually July 20th to 26th this year.
And some people are going to go, what?
It seems a long ways off.
But it's real early.
Well, it's not excessively early. We really didn't change from where we were last year as far as the week of the month. But it does seem a little earlier because there's a little more distance between state fair and county fair and county fair and starting school. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. So July 20th to 26th, things going on all that time. And an important part of the whole fair are the food stands, the FFA food stand and the 4-H food stand.
Yes.
That pretty much makes fair possible.
That is exactly what makes fair possible. If we didn't have the support, we would be in deep trouble because the people that donate foods and donate the money through the grocery stores, like with the ribbons and clovers, and those that just come work in the food stand as a volunteer, that's what keeps our fair free.
And talking about volunteers, of course, you have some cooks, some folks that you hire to oversee all that prep, but lots of volunteers go in and out of that food stand.
We go through between 480 and 500 volunteers in that time frame.
That's wonderful. And they have a good time.
Oh, yes, we have a wonderful time. Sure, it gets a little warm or something like that, but you're working for 3.5 hours, and most people don't even realize that the time has gone by that quickly.
Mm-hmm. And there's several ways. I mean, if any individual wants to volunteer, that's fine, but there are lots of organizations and businesses and so on.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of different organizations that work, and the great thing about being a volunteer for an organization is you don't have to have a large group to come in to represent your organization. It can be one or two people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so be thinking about that. Now it's time to put it on the business agenda for your organization to say, what day do you want to work at the fair? And I know some groups kind of plan on a certain day because that's what they've done and they don't want to change it.
Exactly. History repeats itself. Yes. We all like to be a routine.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit more, kind of generalize what volunteers do, but what are some of the different jobs that volunteers do?
Volunteers will do anything from the dreaded dishes to being able to serve the food, cutting pies, making salads, wiping off trays. Of course, a favorite's always serving the ice cream because you have to taste test a little here and there.
Okay.
And we just have a little bit of everything for everyone.
So there's a job there, no matter what you think your skill is, there's a job there for you.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
And it's, I'm probably prejudiced, Liz, but I think the Cass County Fair is rather unique in terms of being free and of all of those volunteers that work during fair and all the volunteers that work all year long.
I think you're probably right. It's a very unique setup. I know when we go to conferences, a lot of people are very impressed at the idea that we have so many volunteers and so much community support through that process.
Mm-hmm. Let's, again, talk a bit about what people can do right now to donate to help support the food stand and the fair.
Well, right now, you can certainly go to Hy-Vee or Fairway and manage to pick up and purchase either a clover for $1 or a ribbon for $5. And then those stores will hold that money and put it towards our grocery bills.
Okay. And with that money, you will buy what?
Absolutely everything else we need. Everything from cooking oil to sandwich wraps to the bread that we use, the green beans that we eat.
Okay. And we used to be able to donate milk and eggs, and that's not on the list anymore.
Nope. That's so. That's off the list.
Yeah. So I guess if people have a question about what they could donate other than money, which is a great donation, should they call you, Liz? Or
calling me is probably the easiest way to go about it, simply because I have the majority of the lists of what we use. And my cell number is 712-254-0561.
Let's get that in our phones now so we can call Liz and see what we should be able to donate. It is pretty amazing, Liz, what happens. And you're out there helping make it happen. You're kind of your head of the food stand, right?
I am the head of the food stand. I have a terrific supporting board of Fair Board members that I'm a part of. And we have a fantastic support from the county, and that's very greatly appreciated.
Okay. So give us your phone number again, Liz.
It's 712-254-0561.
Okay, that's Liz Denny, and think about the Cass County Fair, July 2026. But now's the time to think about it and get busy donating. Thank you so much, Liz, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And let's remember that it takes a community to support an event.